Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
Hey everybody, this is Sean Harden, and I would like to say happy holidays from my family to yours. Happy holidays, everybody.
Of
Israel. The angels did say, was the certain for shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields as they lay, keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
Noel,
Noel, he was born.
Lord is the King of Israel.
Oh, they looked up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night.
Noel, Lord is the King of Israel.
Noel,
Noel, Lord is the King.
For the life to live, for the breath you breathe, for the love you've shown, made known to me, for the arms of love, for the one of grace, for the love. From the first time we met, you opened your arms to me as if I were your child. You shared your thoughts with me, whether I asked or not, and you encouraged me when I was down. When I think of all you've done for me, I know I've been touched by God. what a life you live, what a breath you breathe, what a love you've shown me, made known to me, for the arms of love, for the words of grace, for the love you've shown me, made known to me. Many have come, many have gone, yes they have, to a better place to be with God. But it's not over, God's given us a gift, yes he has. Your loving memory will always exist. Your smile, your laugh, your touch, it's here in my heart. Oh, oh, for the life you live, for the breath you breathe, for the love you've shown, made known to me, for the
listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. That was a song of mine. It was titled Made Known to Me. It was written as dedication to Mrs. Mary Crockett, who I called Mama Crockett. And that song goes for you guys who have lost loved ones. If you were to reflect on this past year, there are some people who did not make it. There's some people who did not make it. Some people you knew that they weren't. And some people it happened unexpectedly. So I just want to encourage you guys who are out there listening right now, and you're going to be going to grave sites, whether you're going to see your grandmother, your mother, your husband, wife, sister, brother, aunts or uncles, grandkids. I just want you to be encouraged today and know that God loves you. This is Christmas time. And I hope that we don't forget the real reason for the season. The real reason for the season. You know, I know this is Christmas. I will play some Christmas music. But I also want to play some music that will also touch your hearts and touch your minds. This song is that I'm about to play right now is entitled I Believe. This is from Darlene. McCoy. You're listening to the Heart and Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. The number here is 646-595-4311. What are you thankful for? What's your most memorable Christmas? I'll be right back.
Moss.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Return. That was by none other than Dorinda Clark Cole. You know, I hope you guys enjoy yourselves. This is... Not going to be afraid anymore. That was a little bit of Jay Mars trying to get started. A little bit without me. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm none other than G. Wright, and the number here is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. This right now is O Come by Israel and Israel.
Greetings and salutations. This is Simone Malone, your radio feel-good man. I am the general manager and producer of HDMS.net Radio in Philadelphia and Delaware. And you're listening to G Wright. It's G Wright, the Heart of Love radio show, right there. Enjoy.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. If you're listening, you listen to the Heart of Love radio show, you've tuned into the right place, hopefully at the right time for you, and I hope that something said or spoken is touching your hearts right now. I appreciate you guys for listening in. Don't forget, if you'd like to be on live, just press that one button, and you'll be on live, and I can talk with you a little bit. But I want to ask you about your most memorable Christmas wish. The number here is 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. I did ask a couple people some questions about their most famous or most memorable Christmas wish. I can just tell you right now that my most memorable Christmas wish or moment was I was about 6 or 7 years old, and I was waiting. I knew that I wanted a bike. And we had gone to church. My mom and I had gone to church. It was snowing that day. And I wanted to go to church. We went to church. And it started snowing at Christmas Eve. And I came back home. And I couldn't wait for the bike. I was like, where is the bike? Is Santa Claus going to bring me my bike? I tell you, I fell asleep in the living room in front of the tree. I woke up on the hour of every hour. I went to sleep about midnight, woke up about 1. Woke up at 2, woke up at 3, 4, 5, 6. It wasn't until about 6 o'clock when I woke up, and my eyes opened up, and I saw that bike. I want y'all to know I went crazy. You know, it's just the little things. It's just the little things that mean a lot. But that's my most memorable Christmas wish. And what is yours? The number here is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. You know, I just want to encourage you today that I want you to know that you are called for a purpose. And this is Eureka A. Wright, my cousin.
God. your neighbor. This is it. Right now. Thank you. Look at somebody that came to get a blessing. And look at them and say, right now. It's already done. Your son. It's already done. Your daughter. Already done.
Merry Christmas to you guys for tuning in. This is the Hard Love Radio Show. And the question is, what is your most memorable Christmas moment? And I have a caller on live right now. Hello, caller. You're live on the Hard Love Radio Show.
What's going on, G-Wright? This is Mr. Bugs, baby.
What's going on, Mr. Bugs? What's going on?
Not much. Not much, man. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, man. Man, you know, I gotta tell you this. It's so good to have family calling in. You know, each year you and I talk on Christmas morning on Blog Talk Radio.
We sure do. We sure. I told you the other day. It's like one of my new traditions now. I gotta call in to your show every Christmas.
Oh wow. You know. Let me tell you this, man. What are you guys up to? What's going on over there with your family and everything?
Well, right now, my mom came down from Mansfield, so we're just kicking it with the grandparents. You know, my grandma usually cooks a huge dinner for Christmas, so, you know, looking forward to that. And just, you know, just being blessed for the holidays, you know?
Oh, yeah. And yeah, you know what? Definitely, I have to say this. Let me ask this question real quick. I have another caller calling live. So I want you to get your most memorable moment together in your mind, your most memorable Christmas. So, caller, you are on the Hard Love Radio Show live. Hello? Bugs, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Justin, are you there?
Yes, sir. Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Justin.
Oh, okay. I'm new at this. So I'm still learning all the tricks and I don't know. It's weird. What's going on, man? How are you?
Doing fine, man. Merry Christmas, man.
Yeah, to you too, man. Yeah, my most memorable. To be honest, we just started celebrating Christmas. I guess because of my family rules. So I would say all of my memorable moments are spending quality time with my family and really appreciating the times that we have together. You know what I'm saying? So. Oh, I feel like every time we get together is a memorable moment. Is a special moment. Yes, sir.
Oh wow. Well, you know what? I have to say this. Justin, we also have on a phone. He's like my cousin. We're family. This is Bugs on the other line. What's up, Bugs?
What's going on, Bud? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Right. How you doing? Merry Christmas to your brother.
To you too, and your family, man. To you too.
Thank you.
Hey, Bugs, what is your most memorable Christmas moment?
You know what? I was actually thinking the same thing about what Justin said. You know, just spending Christmas with the family, getting together with the family every year. You know, it's such a blessing every single year, you know, to have your family around this time of year. Because, you know, a lot of families aren't fortunate to do that. So it's like every year it's a different and a great blessing to just have family around during the holiday season.
Absolutely. And it's a time to cherish moments, too. So it's not a time of bickering and figuring out who has, you know what I'm saying? It's a time of togetherness.
Exactly.
It makes it special.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm not sure if you're listening in when I was actually talking a little bit earlier. I was saying that for me, my most memorable moment was when I was about 6 or 7, and you know, as a little boy, you know, I wanted that bike. And my mom and I, we'd gone to church, and we got home. It was snowing that Christmas Eve, and I came, fell asleep in front of the tree. I think I woke up on an hour, every hour, from 1 until like 6 or 7 in the morning. Around 6 or 7, that bike with the big red bow was sitting right there in front of the tree. I tell you.
Oh, nice.
I love Christmas.
But
that sounds fun. Did you ever learn how to ride the bike? Or did you ever keep falling off?
Let me tell you about that bike. I love that bike. One time, this was like in the late 70s.
Yes,
and,
oh, 70s, ouch.
I know. Okay.
Ouch.
Flight in the late 70s, and one of my cousins was teaching me how to ride that same bike. And they were having a lot of kidnappings, a lot of child abductions in the D.C. area.
Wow.
Near Rockford Park. Yeah, near Rockford Park where we lived. And I remember being there, and my cousin was teaching me how to ride the bike. And this guy had pulled, this white man was in this long, what do you call it, station wagons. I guess I'm telling my age, right?
That's what I said, oh, wow.
long station wagons. And, and he was asking for directions. We were giving him directions, but we were several feet away from the car. He said, can you come a little closer? Can you come a little closer? And he went to open that door. Let me tell you,
wow.
We dropped that bike, and we ran.
Ran.
Oh, I hear you. I know you all did, too.
Listen, we ran down there. It was a great Christmas, but that spring, let me tell you, we ran down that hill. My mom was like, we told her what happened. She's like, hey, where's your bike? We left it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We left that thing about good. It was like several, like 2 or 3 blocks down the road. We left that thing.
Wow.
And, you know, we were blessed that we went there and that bike was still there.
Wow.
That
is a blessing.
That is what's up.
That's called an angel watching over what was going on. That's amazing. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah, so that's my favorite one.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, do you still have the bike?
Now, you know what? That same cousin, I think we left the bike on the back of there, my aunt's porch, and came out, and that bike was stolen. But it lasted me for a while.
Okay, that sounds good though. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Definitely.
So let me ask this question. I know we have about just a few more moments, and I know you're tuning. Oh, we have another caller calling live who wants to come in the last few seconds of the show. Hello, caller from the 404 area code. You are on live.
Figured that I would call in the last few minutes of the show. Merry Christmas, everybody. Everybody, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
Hey,
you too, man.
Now, you know, Justin, this is Mr. Bug's uncle. This is my big brother, none other than T-A-Z. We have your nephew, Bugs, and we have Justin on the line.
What's up, Justin? What's up, nephew? Nothing much, man. Same old thing.
What's your most memorable Christmas moment, T-A-Z?
When I was down Fort Hood and got invited to this girl's house, and her mom and her father cooked the same exact meal. It was turkey, fried chicken, pork chops, chitlins, corn on the cob, greens, 5 or 6 different cakes. They cooked everything that they knew how to make, barbecue ribs, sausage, I mean everything. And the father cooked one, and the mother cooked one. And that was on one side where the mom was at. I thought that was all the food. The father took me on the other side. It was the same exact meal that he cooked on the other side of the house. I said, well, I'm going to have a good time up in here.
Hey, I just got fat listening to you talk, man. That's what's up. Thanks, man.
But, Could you imagine the shock? They had every kind of pie, cake, cookies. Man, shoot.
Wow.
I was like, y'all got aluminum foil. Right. Okay. Guess what?
Wow.
I'm taking some with me.
then
they want me to judge who did the best. Y'all both did the best. I ate some of your chicken. I ate some of hot chicken. It was all good.
Hey, listen. Hey, Justin. These TAZ and Bugs are both musicians and radio show hosts as well.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah.
So let me tell you, because you know TAZ would come on the show. He'd be like, "You have 2 minutes left, G." So I do have 2 minutes left. He'll come on and tell me how many minutes I have left in my own show. But real quick, TAZ, and Mr. Buzz, both of y'all give y'all it's your moment. I'm about to talk about your show.
Oh, okay. Go on, Austin. Well, Mr.
Okay.
Buzz, my bad.
Okay. Well, Austin is, you know, my other alias, so I forgive you for this one. I'm trying to act like my mom. But anyway, my show is the Mr. Buzz Radio Show, which is in hiatus right now. I keep on saying that, but we're trying to get a crew together, a couple different people, about maybe 4 people, to do a live show every Saturday and Sunday, and maybe Friday night, too. It's going to be my New Year's resolution to have this done by the week of the Super Bowl.
Awesome.
And you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/ Mr. Buzz. And if you want to look up anything, definitely hit me up on my Facebook. Just search Austin Mr. Buzz Jeter.
ATAZP Live is blogtalkradio / ATAZP. I'm starting it back up on the 28th, matter of fact, Monday. Got Miss Kitty, who G. Wright and Austin know, got a show here on Blog Talk, and she's a film producer, also got a TV company down in Houston, Texas. She'll be on Monday. We're doing it a special day. But I usually run on Thursdays, and you can check me out, ATAZP.
And you guys, this is G. Wright coming to you. Don't forget to check out my music on iTunes. I'm also Verizon Rhapsody, and that's G. Wright. And don't forget here, we'll be back here next Tuesday from 9 to 10 on Tuesday, and then next Thursday from 6 to 7. But I just want to appreciate you guys for coming in and tuning in on your Christmas morning to share some love and some Christmas cheer.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Yeah, you. And listen, TAC, I want you to mail me some of that food that I know you're cooking there on the grill.
Ain't cooking none, man. We ain't cooking none. I'll get with you on the backside about that, but we ain't cooking none. I'm going to go to Piccadilly's right now.
listen, you have fun, and God bless you guys, and talk to you soon. God bless
peace.
You too. All right, peace. You guys have been listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. Thanks for coming through, sharing some of your most memorable. We'll see you guys next week. God bless you. Don't forget that love is a miracle.